Welcome to St. Thomas Sports Park, Titans Training Camp 2014, and Titans Live. And you can tell it's live because we're fighting rain for one of the first days in training camp. The Titans having to battle some showers here at St. Thomas Sports Park, but it's not holding off the crowd. They know this is the second to last day of open practices, and they're coming out to see the Titans this afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock will be the final training camp practice that is open to the public here at St. Thomas Sports Park. And obviously, rain has been a big story with the Titans for the last 48 hours. I now bring in Keith Bullock, Titans linebacking great. The other night, rain at LP Field, something that the team has rarely had to face over the last 15 years, but it rained almost during the entire course of the game. Obviously affected play. How much did it actually affect what the two teams could get out of it in terms of evaluation?
Well, I think it was tough for them to evaluate their starters, their first-team guys, because you don't want to keep them out there too long in those type conditions. You want to get them out there to see what they're able to do. And obviously, like you said, those conditions were horrendous, especially for the first preseason game. So you don't want to risk injury in that respect. But what they can get out is to put guys out there, those are the second, third stringers, let them get some reps, see how they react in situations. Granted, they have the same condition as the first team guys, but you want to see them perform under duress regardless, so why not put them out there and then you can evaluate, not so much on the evaluation on film, but just watch to see how they play.
Run defense, not quite as good as the Titans had hoped in different spots. Is that sort of a factor caused by the switch in defense, or is it just a first preseason game?
Well, I think the rain had something to do with it as well. But there's always going to be bad tackling in that first preseason game. The rain didn't help for footing and probably wrapping up conditions. But at the same time, Green Bay Packers had to tackle too. So I think you can better evaluate this upcoming game and work on that in practice. But like I said, the rain definitely played a factor in that.
The tackling, is that why they're in full pads out here today, you think?
Yeah, for sure. They weren't able to get a real look at it the other day, and obviously the coach felt the need to, look, put these pads on. Let's make sure that we're squared up on our tackling, because you don't expect to see the same conditions this week in New Orleans,
no,
especially with the dome.
Yeah, you got a couple of domes in a row, so they know they're going to have good weather. Who jumped out to you? What players?
Well, I think immediately when he got in the game, Bishop Sankey, you know, he was the leading rusher and the leading leading receiver for the Titans. He was able to get in there and score a touchdown. You know, with Chris Johnson leaving, you know, you have Sean Green, Sankey, McCluster. You have a plethora of running backs. You want to see how that backfield is going to be able to mesh. And then secondly, I go to Charlie Whitehurst, just for the simple fact he was out there, had a very solid game. But those conditions, he was able to get through those conditions, assume the leadership role at that quarterback position, and led the team to a couple of scores. And last, I'll just go with everybody that was in there in the fourth quarter, all those guys that played special teams, offense and defense, in that third, fourth quarter. They were sitting around pretty much those first two quarters waiting to get in there, and they were able to get out there, get the lead, and sustain it. And that's what you want to do in preseason, is come away with a victory no matter what.
Yeah, Coach Wisenhunt has really preached that in the aftermath of the game. The offense went down and scored.
Yeah.
The defense got a stop. They got a win. And that's what he's trying to build in terms of momentum with this team coming out of the 20-16 victory over Green Bay.
Right, and that's something for him to build on. Although it wasn't the first or second team guys in there, he could use that as an example. Look, this is the type of football that we're trying to play. This is Titans football. So out of everything that they may not have gotten out of there, he definitely got some key teaching points that he can pass on to his team as they move forward into this week.
Is that a lot of what he's preaching and this staff is preaching beginning this week as they get ready for Friday's game at New Orleans?
Yeah, absolutely. You see them out here in full pads after, you know, just having a game a couple days ago. Coach Wisenhunt, he has a nice pulse on this team. He knows where he needs to go with it. He's still trying to figure it out because he really doesn't know fully. You know, Atlanta, they got some good work. I don't know how much work they were able to get out of it in that monsoon on Saturday, but he knows what he needs to do and knows the points to press in order to get results.
Now, we're going to be talking about the running backs in this edition of Titans Live. I want to go back to Bishop Sankey. 13 carries, 38 yards. He caught, it was actually 37 yards. Right. He caught three passes for 38 yards. So he totaled 75 yards, and he had a touchdown. He looked pretty physical in his pass protection. This guy, he just looks like a pro already.
He does. And what you like most is he had 16 touches with no turnovers. And you love to see that from your rookie first, from your rookie running back, especially if you would like to give him more of the load as the season goes on. You want to be able to see what he can take and what he can't take, and to have him in those different situations, especially in the conditions that they had to play it in, showed a lot about Bishop Sankey.
All right, you're playing linebacker against Bishop Sankey. What do you hate about him? What makes him tough?
What makes him tough is he's able to do everything. He's able to run between the tackles. He's also able to catch out of the backfield, not just the simple catches. He made a nice catch on third down next to the sideline to keep that. I think it was about a 20 or something yard gain. So the more he gets comfortable in this offense, the more he learns the NFL game, he's going to be dangerous. So I think that he is the total package when it comes to linebackers covering running back, because you have to worry about him in the run game, and then he can hurt you in the pass game.
Some think the most encouraging thing about the running backs, though, was not necessarily Bishop Sankey, but the fact that Sean Green got out there and did what Sean Green does. He pounded it. He had the 13-yard touchdown run. He looked good. What does he add to this attack that they don't have anywhere else?
Sean Green is going to set the tone. You know, he came in here last year to get those tough yardage, to bang around. Injuries set him back a little bit. But when he was out there and he was healthy, he showed that he could set the tone. He did it for a lot of years with the Jets. And I think now that the running back position is a committee by backfield, Sean will assume his role as that tone setter, that tough yardage guy. And, you know, he could be a 20-carry game guy if he needs to be as well.
Not fun to tackle.
No, not fun, because he has that wide load. He's always falling forward, and he's delivering the hit. He's not too often that he's taking the hit. So that's why I think with him, Sankey, McCluster in there as well, it could be a nice little backfield by committee.
Little taste of McCluster.
Little bit.
That's
little
all
bit.
We're going to get in the preseason, right?
Right. I mean, look, if Coach has something up his sleeve, then you don't want to show it now. And I think that Wilhead last year is maybe the way that last year, I'm sorry, in with the Chargers, maybe the way that Coach wants to use McCluster a little bit, you know, in that third down back, get him in the passing game. And he's shown that he can run between the tackles. That's something he did in college, but they didn't use him as a running back much in Kansas City.
Finally, Jackie Battle making the move to fullback. How do you think he's doing there?
I think he's doing a phenomenal job. I remember being out here the first day of practice when they had pads on, and he was knocking people around. Jackie Battle impressed me that day in practice. And he can only help himself being able to know the running back position as well as the fullback position. He was able to get into the end zone, and he's the wild card. You think McCluster is, but he actually is probably the wild card of that backfield, because he keeps that physical game when he blocks as well as when he runs the ball too.
And he nearly blocked a punt.
Absolutely. And that's probably where he's going to make his bread and butter, on special teams. You know, on special teams is a special team guy, but it's great when you know you have a running back that can go in and do anything you need him to do. And Jackie Battle is one of those guys. And he had a nice catch the other day too.
You feel good about this group?
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to keep working and building. I think what's great about this group is the competition that's in the room. Everybody does something different, and they complement one another well. So that's what's going to make this group go. If somebody goes down, there's going to be somebody that's there that can pick them up.
All right, we're going to take a look at the third member of our crew, who's going to be very busy momentarily. Amy Wells is with us. We're taking your questions at Facebook and at Twitter. Remember, it's hashtag Titans Live. Keith Bullock to answer your questions. We're talking running backs in this show, but your questions don't just have to be about running backs. They could be about training camp overall, attire, gear. It doesn't make any difference. We want to talk with you and answer your questions on this edition of Titans Live, coming to you from St. Thomas Sports Park, Titans Training Camp 2014. Back with Amy, Keith, and more right after this.
I want a smart, tough, disciplined football team. But the important thing is that they're ready to go on Sunday. Our goal is to put the type of team out there that our fans can be proud of.
Touchdown, great new ticket options. Call 615-565-4200.
Titan fans, it's time to tighten up.
Getting hit with hidden fees by other banks feels like this. Titan's checking from Pinnacle feels like this. With no hidden fees, a Titan's debit MasterCard, and access to VIP events, Titan's checking makes every moment a Pinnacle moment.
We welcome you back to Titans Live from Titans Training Camp 2014 at St. Thomas Sports Park. Mike Keith, Keith Bullock, covering running backs. And I want to ask you about Antonio Andrews. He's a local favorite. He's from Fort Campbell. He played at Western Kentucky. Had nearly 5,600 total yards last year for the the last 2 years for the Hilltoppers. Record-setting type performance. Trying to make a team as an undrafted, what must he do the last three games to have a chance?
He must do everything. It starts on special teams for him. You know, he's an undrafted guy, a running back. You know, this team already kind of figures who their three, four running backs are going to be. So the special teams coach is his best friend right now. Granted, you want to see him in the game, see those opportunities to run the ball, catch the ball, see what allowed him to get those 5,600 yards in the last 2 years. But special teams is where he's going to make this team. And then from there, once he makes the team, he's going to learn the game on the scout team, you know, going against the first team defense, giving them a great look, running hard between the tackles and doing those type of things. And many players have made their living starting off there and then becoming starters somewhere down the line.
There's been so much discussion about Jackie Battle at fullback. Some of the talk about number 42, Colin Mooney, has gotten lost. This is a guy who's had a chance to be on this roster at times the last couple years. He's not out of it by any stretch of the imagination.
Nah, that's what this is about. The NFL is about competition, and Coach Wisenhunt, obviously, that was his method coming in, to create competition at various positions. That's how you're going to get the best guys competing for those positions. And I think, you know, Colin has an advantage that he was here last year and started. But, look, Jackie Battle was here as well in a different role, so he knows the offense just as well. But now Coach Wisenhunt sees his value as fullback and as a running back. It's going to be some run for his money with Colin.
Finally, what about the guy we talked to, or you talked to, when he went by, Leon Washington, who's tied for the NFL record with 8 career kickoff returns for touchdowns? Is he just a kick returner, or could he contribute maybe even as a third down back?
Well, right now, he's definitely the kick returner. He's the special teams ace, and I definitely would love to see him break that record in the Titans uniform. But look, like I say, if McCluster goes down or somebody gets hurt in that department, he and McCluster are interchangeable, whereas McCluster can go back there and return kickoffs and punts as well. So I think that's another ace that Coach has in his pocket. He knows that he has two guys that have similar skill sets. So that backfield is deeper than most people would suspect, because they have guys hanging out on special teams and they have guys disguised as fullbacks that can be tailbacks.
So you think they could keep 5 backs legitimately?
It's going to be tough to keep 5 running backs. You don't really see that too often. Definitely, I would say maybe 4, and then somebody's going to be the odd man out. But what's happening is these guys are putting tape out here in Titans uniforms, and they can very well be playing for another one of these 31 teams in the NFL if they don't make this one.
All right, tough decisions coming with the rosters. Remember, we get down to 75 on August the 26th, and then we go to 53 on August the 30th. So decisions coming up. The Titans play Friday night in New Orleans, the 23rd at Atlanta, and then they come home to close the regular or the preseason on August the 28th against the Minnesota Vikings at LP Field. One more break, and then back with Amy Wells and your questions. Remember, you can tweet it to us, hashtag Titans Live. Get that question in for Keith Bullock. He's got them next.
You know, I want a smart, tough, disciplined football team. But the important thing is that they're ready to go on Sunday.
Our goal is to put the type of team out there that our fans can be proud of.
ticket options. Call 615-565-4200.
Titan fans, it's time to tighten up.
Getting hit with hidden fees by other banks feels like this. Titans checking from Pinnacle feels like this. With no hidden fees, a Titans debit MasterCard, and access to VIP events, Titans checking makes every moment a Pinnacle moment.
Welcome back to St. Thomas Sports Park, Titans Live. Time for questions from Facebook and Twitter. Amy Wells has been gathering them. Ready to go with question number one, Amy.
All right, first question is from Johnny on Twitter, who asks, which running back do you think will have the most carries this year?
I think that if it goes by last game, I would say Bishop Sankey, just because as the season goes on, you know, he'll get more comfortable and they'll gain more confidence in him. But at the same time, he could play his way out of carries as well. But I like the way that he went out there last game and was able to hold on to the ball in those type conditions.
Big weekend for Bishop Sankey. Obviously 16 touches for 75 yards and a touchdown. Both his dad and his granddad were in town, and they were actually at practice today.
Nice.
Had a chance to see him. His dad, of course, works for Army ROTC at UCLA, and his grandfather is in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, nice.
So they were able to be here and watch a little bit of practice, and now they're headed their separate ways, and I imagine they'll be back for some more games. But Bishop Sankey certainly going to be a fan favorite, and in his family, he's obviously a really big favorite. Amy, question number two.
All right, guys, another question from Twitter says, guys, I'm kind of liking this running back by committee thing. Do you guys foresee any pitfalls in this plan?
I don't see any pitfalls for the simple fact of what I stated earlier. They got Jackie Battle, who can go to tailback if he needs to. They have him there as a fullback. They have Sean Green, Sankey, McCluster, and then, look, Leon Washington might make this team on special teams, and they can always put him back there. He's sitting in the running back rooms, meeting rooms, so he's learning the offense. So I think that this backfield is pretty shored up by committee.
Maybe not for Leon Washington, but the rest of them all capable of giving you 15 to 20 carries if you need it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, look, if you need it also, Leon Washington is very capable to go out there for even a decoy on third down, or I would get that man the ball in certain situations because of his playmaking ability.
Unfortunately, Leon Washington's best career game was against the Titans. 2008 for the Jets.
Up in New York, I remember.
Yeah, big game for Leon. All right, Amy Wells, question number three.
All right, guys, Mark on Facebook asks, with the Spencer injury, how does Eichard look?
Chris Spencer is the gentleman who injured his ankle, and Gabe Eichard is a rookie center out of Oklahoma that the Titans brass likes a lot.
Well, look, he's been out there, and now he gets even more of an opportunity because
Chris Spencer.
Chris Spencer was in front of him. He just went down last game with that injury. Eichard gets the opportunity to show himself, step up, and show what he can do in a more advanced role, whereas before he was playing the undrafted free agent role. Now he's in a position where he really has to help the team earlier than expected.
A lot of belief of this personnel staff, and I guess the coaching staff too, is a guy who comes from a program like Oklahoma and who plays a lot of football games at a high level, and a guy who had a 3.85 grade point average. There's something there.
Yeah, like that equates into high football IQ. And then with coming from Oklahoma, you know they're running the ball down there. It's hot down there. Those boys are playing football. So he's used to playing at a high level for sure.
All right, question number four for Keith Bullock. Amy.
All right, Daniel on Twitter says, we didn't see any passes to McCluster in the game on Saturday. Are we likely to see more this week?
I would have to say you're definitely likely to see more to McCluster and every other receiver out there. It wasn't ideal passing conditions. A few were attempted, and a lot of the short passes were completed. But going downfield and, you know, I think the game plan was just simplified when they came out and saw what those conditions were.
And Jake Locker needs that kind of, Jake Locker and the entire offense needs that work.
Yeah, they need that work. And like you said, Mike, two games in a row inside domes, they're definitely going to get the, as much work as they need.
All right, Amy, last question from you.
All right, and this last question comes all the way from Japan. Which wide receiver or tight end do you think will have the most catches and then the most touchdowns?
I got to go with my favorite player on the Tennessee Titans, and that's Kendall Wright. I think Kendall Wright, going into his third year, is going to come into his own. He last year had over 90 catches, but two touchdowns. We got to get that man in the end zone a little bit more, and I think this year he will. Coach Wisenhunt will get that game plan together, and Jake, it's going to be his year for sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of the tight ends has the most touchdown catches.
Which one?
I'd say Delaney to be safe, but
okay.
You saw a little of how they'd like to use Taylor Thompson, too. Win some matchups with him, as he's clearly more comfortable catching the ball than he was his first 2 years.
Yeah, I can see Taylor Thompson leading tight ends in touchdown catches, just because you like to have that big body. You know, Jimmy Graham you think of Gronk down there in the red zone, all those tight ends. So I like that pick, Mike. I like that. I might put that as my fantasy sleeper.
All right. Everybody's doing their fantasy draft, so keep an eye on that one. We get one last break. We thank Amy Wells, and we come back to wrap up this edition of Titans Live. It'll be our last show with Keith Bullock, so some of his thoughts about what he's seen in training camp when we conclude right after this.
A smart, tough, disciplined football team. But the important thing is that they're ready to go on Sunday. Our goal is to put the type of team out there that our fans can be proud of.
Great new ticket options. Call 615-565-4200.
Titan fans, it's time to tighten up.
Getting hit with hidden fees by other banks feels like this. Titans checking from Pinnacle feels like this. With no hidden fees, a Titans debit MasterCard, and access to VIP events, Titans checking makes every moment a Pinnacle moment.
Final segment, Keith Bullock and I enjoying the half line drills during the break. They're not coming out here today just kind of taking it easy. There's some rough stuff going.
Yeah, I mean, look, when you don't tackle well, coach wants to get those things right. And coach understands the situation, you know, it was wet conditions. But at the same time, he's not one of those guys that's just going to make excuses and let things go. That's the object of preseason practice. You come out here and get it corrected. And that's what you love to see about the approach the Tennessee Titans is taking.
Not everybody likes it, but the truth is it does get you ready. Get in here and do a little eye opener, a few of these kind of drills, get you more ready for Friday night, because you have to tackle some to be ready to tackle.
Yeah, and then it's one of those things that you want to get back in the pads earlier in the week before later in the week, because you're going to be playing pretty much a full game. Your starters are probably playing to the second quarter this time because you weren't able to see them that much in the first game. So football is played with the pads on, and might as well get these guys used to them, because as the season progresses, it's the less and less they're going to be in pads. They're just going to be wearing them once a week, and that's during the game. So as long as you can do as much as you can do it in the preseason, get it done.
Saints are Friday night's opponent. We don't know that Drew Brees is going to play. He's been battling an oblique strain, and so we're not completely sure if he goes. Kind of hope he does, though.
Yeah, as you would like for him to go, but I think this coaching staff and these players, they just want to get out there and work. You know, I think they feel as if they were gypped last week because of the rain against Green Bay. They want to get out there and work. So the approach you take is no matter who's out there, we're going to line up and play our stuff. We want to get better in tackling. We want to get better in the run defense. We want to go out there offensively, establish ourselves in the running game, get some passes to get the quarterbacks in the rhythm. You want to go work on your stuff. And, you know, usually the third game, you game plan a little bit more.
You've been with us for our last six shows on Titans Live, so you've seen a lot of this football team. What have you liked? What do you like about what they're doing?
I think what I like most is the competition that Coach Wisenhunt and his staff brought into camp. You know, these guys have been competing day in and day out. You see guys shuffling in and out of starting lineups. You see guys at other positions working to try and get better just to help the team overall. So I like the way that they're taking the approach to the season, because no one knows what's going to happen. Everyone has to be patient because it's a new coaching staff. It's a new defense and offensive scheme. So I'm just enjoying seeing how it's all coming together, and we've had a firsthand look being here at preseason camp.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. We've appreciated it, and I know all of the people who've taken it in at TitansOnline.com have loved your insight and going to do a lot more with us at Titans Online. Keith Bullock, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Little note for you as far as the roster. Defensive end Marcus Dixon passed his physical, and number 79 is promoted to the active roster. So the Titans have one more man in the defensive line rotation starting today. One more open practice. It's tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You'll want to be here at St. Thomas Sports Park. We're back with a final edition of Titans Live. GM Rustin Webster will join me to talk defensive line and also talk about what he's seen in camp and preview Friday night's matchup at New Orleans. So thanking Keith Bullock and Amy Wells and our outstanding crew who's gotten us through some tough winds and some rain that came along late. I'm Mike Keith. We appreciate you joining us for Titans Live at TitansOnline.com.